USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Hundreds of Russian missiles have rained down on Ukrainian territory over the past week, most of them aimed at civilian targets. The United States has promised more weapons to help Ukraine, but the question is, when will they receive them? Ambassador of Ukraine to the United States, Oksana Makarova, stopped by Face the Nation Sunday morning to discuss the matter.
235 days, no limits and no moral restrictions from Russian aggressor. So we should be prepared for everything. And it's actually irrelevant at this point what he says, because this partial mobilization has been a big failure.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on ABC's This Week Sunday morning talking inflation. Buttigieg telling host George Stephanopoulos, though inflation is a problem, Biden's programs to ramp up supply are an excellent recession avoidance strategy.
Demand has come back. Americans have more income because Americans have jobs in this almost historically low level of unemployment. It's been hard for the supply side to keep up.
Big news in California in the search for a suspected serial killer. Police in Stockton announcing an arrest in connection with the murders of six men in a string of six shootings, the earliest stretching back to last year. The most recent was just last month. Police saying they believe they stopped another killing with yesterday's arrest. A 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee, who was taken into custody around 2 a.m. Saturday with a mask around his neck and armed with a firearm. Police saying the suspect was out hunting on a mission to kill. Brownlee was booked on a homicide charge, but he's expected to face more charges as the investigation continues. A young man who went on a shooting spree in North Carolina will be charged as an adult.
Authorities will charge the 15-year-old Raleigh, North Carolina shooting suspect as an adult. Wake County DA Lauren Freeman saying her office has filed petitions to transfer the case to Superior Court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Vladimir Putin's massive military mobilization and escalating talk of nuclear weapons in the protracted Ukraine conflict are rattling many Russians, including urban elites for whom the war had seemed far in the background. Nearly half of Russians say they were alarmed and felt fearful following Mr. Putin's announcement of the draft, while another 13% said they felt anger, according to a poll last month by Levada Center, a non-governmental sociological research organization of 1,631 people over the age of 18 in urban and rural areas of 50 regions. A poll by the State Public Opinion Foundation, published around the same time as the Levada survey, also showed that the prevailing mood among Russians was now one of unease, according to 70% of 1,500 respondents. France on Sunday pledged air defense systems to protect Ukrainian cities against drone strikes, as well as an expanded training program for Ukrainian soldiers, as it seeks to puncture perceptions that French President Emmanuel Macron's government has lagged in supporting Ukraine militarily against the Russian invasion. Much of what the January 6th committee presented Thursday was already known, as the members used the time to sum up their case against former President Donald Trump. The biggest news, of course, was this.
So this afternoon, I am offering this resolution that the committee direct the chairman to issue a subpoena for relevant documents and testimony under oath from Donald John Trump in connection with the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.